So good evening, everybody. How are you today? I'm here. I'm Dr. Rita Marie, as you know, but I'm here. We're here for our last of the 2017-18 season of our group, our big group coaching calls, our small group, whatever you want to call them. And it's always, it always brings a lot to mind when we come to this end. I want to really check in with everybody. The way I like to do these calls is to check in with everybody and see where you're at, like where you came from, where you're at now, and where do you want to keep going towards, and just share some insights and some thoughts and feelings, and just to kind of pull it all together. So this is our last official call. I believe that there was one more call that scheduled in August. That was a bonus that some people received for some reason or other. I don't remember why, but we have that scheduled, and we've sent out emails, and we'll send out more reminders for those of you who qualified for that. I think it was like if you paid in full for, I don't remember what it was. But anyway, we sent out emails about that. But the official last call is now. Some of you have finished your group coaching calls already. Some of you still may have one or more to go. And we've been working really hard on the site to make sure that all the recordings are caught up. And I just wanted to make sure everybody's clear. If you're not returning, even if you're not returning, you're still going to have access to the site for another year. We give you a whole nother year to just be able to get in and download things. And people say, do I have lifetime access? We can't guarantee lifetime access to anything. But here's the deal. You have lifetime access if you actually download everything. So everything on our site is downloadable. So you can just go in and create some folders on your computer and download all the pertinent information and the things from the main programs and all the bonuses and all everything. So it's always a little sad for me when I get to one of these ends of the year and there's people who are not returning. And I always encourage you to stay connected. To stay connected via the Vital Community, which is one way, the Unstoppable Health Facebook group, if you do Facebook, and to just stick with it. And I believe that your Vital memberships, for those of you not returning, will go until September, like September 1st or something. I'd have to verify that. And then we'll encourage you and give you special deals for coming back and doing another year. It's a great way to stay in touch. And there's some people who have done that and then ended up coming back after a year or two because they decided they just actually wanted a little bit more support and they needed time off. We've had a few people do that. And then we have some people who just come to all the Vital calls and I get to stay in touch that way. So with a program like this, there's a special relationship that builds up. It's much different than a shorter program where I may see you for a few months and I see a lot of people. But, you know, we build up a rapport and an affection. And it's like family, right? When I'm with my family for a while and then we have to leave. It's always hard to have that goodbye. But I don't want it to be goodbye. I want it to be just... that we're going to stay in touch, but in a different relationship, right? So we're here tonight, and I'm really excited that probably more than half of you are staying with us for another year, and that we opened up our registration on Sunday for whatever slots were left, and we're almost at capacity. So I'm very excited to welcome some new people in, and I'm excited that the two-day webinar thing that we did over the weekend was so well received. And we've gotten so many comments from people saying, oh my God, you know, I can't join your program now, but I am so excited by what you shared and it's changed things for me. So that feels really good for me to be able to offer that. And to just really be part of that transformation. So what I'd like to do for this call is I'd like to give everybody an opportunity to share, and I hope that everybody takes us up on that opportunity. And however long this goes, it goes. Although I don't want everybody to go on forever, I'll put boundaries on it, because if everybody takes a half an hour, we'll be here till 2 a.m, so that won't be so hot. But I'd love to hear from you, like, kind of a... Well, we do these 12-month assessments, right? And we sent out an email a couple of times with those. Some people fill them out, some people don't. If you don't know what we're talking about, we'll make sure on Friday, tomorrow, I guess, or we'll send out an email next week with the link to that. Because we like to read about like, here's where I was and here's where I am now. Just like we have quarterlies, we have a 12-month one that says, here's where I was, here's where I am now. And we'd just like to hear from you. I know that I've seen just so much growth. And sometimes people come into a program with an expectation of certain results. And maybe that expectation is a little bit inflated about what the results could be. But it doesn't matter. What matters is that you've come in with a certain set of behaviors and habits, and you've made some amazing changes. And sometimes not all of that shows on the outside. So maybe you expected to lose 50 pounds and you lost 30 pounds. Or maybe you expected to drop your thyroid medication and that hasn't happened yet. But know that all the positive changes that you're doing on the inside are making changes on the inside. And I think one of our people in the sweet spot put it beautifully, Jane. She said, one of the things I had to realize is that my body's going to do the changes in the order that it wants to do them. And I can't control that. I'm just going to provide this great environment and it's going to do it at its pace. And I think that's a very good thing to keep in mind. So I would love to go around and share, and you can just raise your hand, or you can put your hand up like this, or you could raise it on the little, the dashboard, or you could just open up your line and just share. What has it been like for you? Where are you at right now? And how, where do you need to go? Where do you feel like you want to go in terms of continuing this improvement? And then how can we support you in getting there tonight and then moving forward? So who wants to start?
Well,
Laura, yay.
I guess, well, it's been an amazing journey with you, Dr. Rita Marie. I am so thankful and so honored to have gone through these last 3 years with you and everyone here and other friends in ERC. I've seen myself become more aware of how the body works, and I've always been curious about that. And finally, you know, you gave the information to, for us to study. And I tried many different things to help me heal. And I am where I am today. And where I see me going is just getting more and more in touch with myself, just more and more, just more and more, wherever the path would lead. So I see myself continuing with you, even though, you know, the next month or so, I wouldn't know if I continue, but I see myself continuing or my journey with you.
Well, I've watched you grow over the years from a person who was in, I think you were in Grand first, who was afraid to get on the phone and speak, you know, timid, and to just seeing you blossom into having so much poise and being so articulate and well-spoken, and seeing that those changes happen, and also seeing you find that energy medicine branch that you're starting to move into like that. I see that as really a beautiful thing for you from a career standpoint, but also from a personal growth standpoint. So,
Yes, I wanted to share, like Paula heard about it already, but I wanted to share that this weekend I went for the energy medicine class, like my second class, very intensive. And I realized how my brain has a hard time picking up on information, you know, in the class system. And I was comparing it to how I've been learning from you, which is through audio, video, re-listening to our ERC talks. And I was noticing that in real life, it's hard for me to pick up information. It's hard. Well, it was hard at the weekend. And
so you mean in terms of when people are speaking and teaching you, you don't just the auditory component is difficult.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I don't absorb it. And maybe because I'm still figuring out why. Maybe I'm not having direct contact, eye contact, or maybe the teacher is going really, really fast with the information and not stopping in between different chapters, mm-hmm. Of information. But then looking at my upbringing, since I'm young, I don't absorb information well, period. Yeah. So it's been, so from this point, becoming more aware of this, I'm excited to continue finding out how to work with my brain and maybe retrain it.
Mm-hmm. And the thing though that comes across to me is that we learn in different ways. We're different kind of learners. There's kinesthetic learners, there's auditory learners, there's visual learners. And if the method of something being taught is one of those, and that's not your top learning style, then you're going to need repetition and engaging those other styles. So I find that I do well with auditory combined with visual and kinesthetic, right? So if I'm just listening to something, I may listen to a book on tape and I'll get some good information from it. But I feel like I want to go back home and I want to open up the book itself or turn so I can see the information too. So I don't know that your brain needs retraining. I think it's just a matter of everybody learns in a different way. And there are some people who are photographic listeners. They hear it, they get it, and they get it. And I'm like, wow, how do you remember all that? I have to go back and repeat it. If I'm listening, I have to listen to something 3, 4, 5 times before it all just basically sinks in. Like some of my herbal medicine things, I've listened to multiple times. So I want us all to get away from any kind of, like when you compare or when you look at yourself, is looking at ourselves as broken, that it has to be fixed, because you're not broken and you don't have to be fixed, right? And there are maybe techniques that you can learn that will help you to absorb better, but I don't think it's that your brain needs to be rewired. I think your brain is just fine the way it is. You ask amazing questions. You get really deep into things. I think that maybe you need that combination of inputs and repetition. Most people will only absorb about 7% of what they hear. That's been documented all over the place. 7%. That means if you sit down and you listen to a 100-minute conversation or a talk, right? That's like a little over an hour and a half talk. You're going to remember about 7 minutes of that, right? With one time. Now you combine that with visual, you combine that with hands-on, it's going to go up, but it's not going to go up to more than 15 or 20%. That's where studying and repeating it is important. So I just wanted to say that because the way you said it was as if your brain needed fixing, and I don't think it needs fixing. I think it's just wonderful the way it is. I think your brain needs accepting that, hey, that's the way it is. How do I give you more of what I need? And I don't think you're that unusual. It's a rare person that sits down and either listens to a lecture or reads something and they have it. It's a very rare person. I know a few of them, very few, you know? So I have a son who'd go to the movies and I'd say to him, so how was the movie? And he would literally sit there and tell me blow by blow every conversation in that movie. That child would 5 years later, we'd be talking about something and my other son would say something. He'd go, remember that was in that book, whatever it was. That was what they said. And then they did this and this and this. And we all looked at him and went, we didn't listen to that book in 5 years, but he remembered it. The other kid had just read it the week before in school. And he's like, I don't remember any of that. So it's just all the way our brains are wired. And some of us, we all have our gifts. We all have amazing gifts, right? And so we have to take our, I guess it's the carrot with the stick kind of thing. We have to take our gifts along with whatever other things that goes along with it. For me, I'm super good at a certain analysis and listening to things and putting my information together, but I can't even remember where I put my keys, you know, or I leave my water glass around and I find 5 water glasses around going, why am I still so thirsty? And I pour another water glass. And then I find there's 5 of them floating around the house that I didn't even remember I left there. So I have that kind of, you know, almost spacey feeling, but I'm highly intelligent. So I think a big part of healing is really self-acceptance and laughing at that stuff. And if somebody makes fun of me for that, I go, oh yeah, yeah, but I have other things I'm good at. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just saying, knowing that you have to have repetition, that's what you do. The hard part I have is with the old fashioned way of learning, which is you go to a seminar and you have to listen, you have to take notes frantically and then figure them out later. I like things that are recorded, which is why we do everything online. And even when we do things in person, like Shine or Spring into Vitality, there's so much information there. Or the weekend that we just did, we provide recordings so people can go back and listen and re-listen and re-listen. Yeah. And
yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah. And we also provide everything, right? We provide audio, we provide video, and we provide the written, right? So, and you can print something out and actually touch the paper. And for me, it's like, take that highlighter and highlight things, right? That'll make me remember things too. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
And I remember when I was taking a sunflower lecithin, I really felt the difference with my brain. It was like sharp.
Well, then I would say go back and do it. And a sunflower lecithin affects a neurotransmitter called acetylcholine. And acetylcholine is important for memory function.
Yeah.
So I would go back.
It's on my list to find it. And then I've also been tapping. Apparently, this is the right and the left hemisphere. I think the left is the mother's side, right? And the right is the male. Mm-hmm. So, and the right is the positive and the left is more negative, mm-hmm. positive. So I've been tapping here by saying only positive things, like I am intelligent, my brain is amazing and all that. And on the left side, you say something positive in a negative way. So you would say, I'm not going to see my brain as not functioning anymore. Mm-hmm. I am not, you know, but in a positive direction.
Yeah.
So I started that 2 days ago and like heart math, let's see where we get in 40 days.
Right. Do it every day for 40 days. Yeah. And that's a good point. Cause I've heard you say over and over. Yeah. We all tend to go back to the stories. I was never good at that. I was never good at that. I wasn't good at that growing up. And instead, if we tell the story, I'm getting better with that every day. I'm working on getting better with that every day. If you lie to your brain and say, oh, you're brilliant at that, it goes, that's a lie, right? But if you say, I'm just working on every single day getting better and better and better with this. I used to think I was a klutz and I would trip over my feet and I'd say to people, oh, I'd trip over a puddle. I mean, I just have done that. And I would just think of myself that way. And sure enough, I was falling all over the place, right? I stopped doing that. And I just realized this now that I stopped doing that. And I'm not klutzy like that anymore because I stopped that negative belief pattern. Remember, limiting beliefs. So what limiting beliefs do you still hold? Maybe about your brain, about your learning capacity that were drilled into you by a well-meaning but maybe misinformed parent that put these messages in you that you weren't good enough. You weren't good as good as your sister. You're good with your hands. I've heard you say that before, right? And so you have that ingrained in you and it's imprinted. And what if you could imprint it differently? I am so good with my hands and look at the beautiful stuff. And my brain is getting sharper and clearer every day. And I'm learning more and more and more. And then you just keep repeating that. After a while, you may totally forget that you ever had that story. Because as you were saying that, I just remembered that I had that story about myself. And I don't have that story about myself anymore. I had let it go. I don't know when. I don't know when I let it go. But I'm gonna challenge you to do that and work on that.
Yes. Okay? Yes, I'm excited. Thank you, Dr. Isabel.
All right, who wants to go next? Raise your hand. Star two. Not star two. This isn't a star two thing. Just raise your hand. Hold your hand up or raise your hand on there. There's a little spot that you can raise your hand. Who wants to go? Do I have to pick people? All right. I'm going to pick Karen. Wait, you got yourself unmuted or should I? There you go.
Did it. What do you want? What do you want to know?
So where are you now? Where do you want to go and where'd you come from?
Well, you know, I started ERC last year after I went to Spring and Vitality, and I really enjoyed that a lot. And I saw that there was a lot of room for improvement. So I joined ERC, and I did do things, but I didn't do it as committedly as I could have. And so when I thought about re-upping, I thought, yeah, and this time I'm going to spend more time on it than I have in the past. Of course, I picked this time where we're having this project at work that's about to kill me, but I felt that I needed that, the self-work and just the continuation of what I was already doing. So.
Yeah. So what goals, what kind of goal would you like to set for yourself over the next year, you know, related to something you want to see better?
Well, my blood sugar was improving and then it got out of whack. And I don't know if it's mostly cortisol because I'm not eating sugar or anything like that. So a lot of it has to do with stress and my sleep. And still working on that. That's a struggle for me all the time. Right now I'm really tired. And so anxious to hit the hay.
Okay.
But it's mostly stress related right now. The project at work is, well, it's not just me. Everybody's struggling with it. We're putting in a new computer system, and basically the upper level management just doesn't see that it's been poorly managed, and we're all just really struggling, and they're insisting that we go live at the end of September, and we're just really not ready. So it could be a big fiasco. You know, it's one thing to not pay a vendor, but it's another thing not to pay 5,000 people correctly. So that's a big stress on my shoulders.
Yeah. So how can you, do you have stuff you're doing throughout the day?
When I went to the family reunion for Brightline Eating, I met up with Monique Rhodes. I think I told you this last time. She does the 10-minute mind, which is meditation. So I've been doing that every morning, and it's really been helping a lot. And during the day, I stop and just kind of meditate a little bit, breathe, and just think about my breath. And it was funny, today she she does like stories. And one of the things she was talking about was not only do you have to quiet your mind, that your emotions, when you have an emotion, it only lasts 90 seconds. But the fact that you replay it and you talk to other people and you bring it up over and over and over again, you never let it go. You perpetuate it. So perfect timing for me because we're all doing that at work, you know, commiserating together. So I'm going to make a concerted effort not to you know, add on to my 90 seconds.
Add on to it, right. I love that you reminded me of this, that a friend of mine, she's a psychologist, Joan Rosenberg, and she's working on, she has a book that's probably coming out at the beginning of 2019 that she's been working on for years, and it's basically 90, it's the concept, I think she's renamed it a few times, but the concept is that to ride the 90-second wave of discomfort, just to ride it and have a way to do that and deal with it. Know that you're going to feel uncomfortable for 90 seconds. And she has techniques and breathing and all that through it because then it's gone.
Yeah.
But like you said, if you just keep reliving it and you don't actually feel it, you try to stuff it and you try to eat something to stuff it or whatever you do, then you're not going to ride it out. And it's just going to keep coming up. And it's just going to try to play out its 90 seconds. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait till she comes out with her book. I've asked her a few times and we haven't gotten to coordinate it yet to see if I can get her to come in and do a little, like a little workshop for us about that, because yeah. I think it would be so helpful. I've seen her turn people into mush bundles, you know, when they're all like this way and she just rides them through. Yes, yeah, she's pretty brilliant. She's been a psychologist for like, you know, I don't know how long, 25, 30 years. So yeah, you reminded me of that. 30 seconds. We just have to feel it for 30 seconds. Feel, even happens with hunger. You know, if I'm like sitting at my desk and suddenly I get hungry and I'm in a day of, well, I'm just eating like normal. It's like, I got to get something to eat. Let me go get something to eat. But if I've made a decision early in the day that today's going to be my smoothie only day or my juice only day or water only day, then when that comes up, I go, oh yeah, there, I'm hungry, but there's nothing I'm supposed to do about this right now. And I just write it out. And then I forget that I was hungry. Whereas on the other days where it's like, okay, I got to go get something to eat. I got to go get something to eat. And if I get distracted, I'm still, I got to get something to eat because I haven't let it go. So it can, you can do that with the physical sensations too. Mm-hmm. Really cool. Good. Well, good. I'm glad that you're going to be back. And I know that Shonda said she met with you and she asked me some advice about specific testing. And so I told her and she'll get back to you on that.
I got that today. So I got to check into that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be good.
I think you mentioned, you were talking about it when I got on. I got an email about the Vital Community. That's part of the ERC, isn't it? I don't have to re-up.
Yeah. Did you get an email to re-up?
Yeah, I got an email that says you're going to be gone in 30 days, and if you want to rejoin, here's how much it costs. And I'm thinking, I just joined ERC.
You just joined. No, I'll go check in with, you know, that email should not have gone out to you. You should have been removed from that. So let me just look at it.
I, Dr. DeMaria, that's been happening a lot lately, and it's not to complain, but I did not sign up for the weekend thing because I was going to be on vacation. And I know there was an email and it says, if you want text alerts, click here. Well, I never did. And I got text alerts the entire weekend.
What?
And I was on vacation. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Eek. Because he said there were only like 100 people who signed up for text alerts.
I did not sign up, and I didn't sign up for the weekend at all because I knew I'd be gone.
You shouldn't have gotten that message about text alerts.
I contacted your help people and she said, oh, I'll take care of that. But I thought you ought to know that, you know, because I'm getting a lot of stuff like, even from ERC, like sign up for ERC. I'm already signed up. So something's going on. I don't know what.
Yeah, something's. Well, I know that an email went out during the event that went out to just everybody signed up for the event. And he forgot to exclude the people who were already in. And so that went out and said, hey, here's your last chance to, you know, to get all these deals. But that only should have gone to people who were signed up. And you should have been.
Okay. Well, I just wanted you to know because.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, we're still in the process of switching over to this new site and it's taken forever. And there's the worst problem is there's been a lot of tagging issues that people are tagged or not tagged for what they're supposed to get. So these are good things to know. And I'll look into that and make sure that that doesn't happen to anybody else.
So the Vital Community thing just is automatic with ERC, right?
Say it again. Oh yeah. You'll get that. Yeah. You just.
Okay. That's what I thought. But then you think, oh gosh, I don't want to miss it. And then, you know, you end up signing up for something you don't need to sign up for.
No. Don't worry about that. And usually we don't send that message out until the end of August. Like, so if this goes through the end of July, we give you that. And then the end of August, we'll say, hey, if you want to continue this, this is what it is. It should not be going out now. I'll make sure that that gets.
I got that one today.
Got it today? Okay.
Yeah, I did too.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
All right. I wanted to tell you, I was really, I really, really enjoyed the nutrigenomics thing.
Oh, good.
Because I got a lot out of that. I really did. I was really pleased with that one. I want to go back and listen to it again. But it was like you were hitting the nail on the head. All the things that I've had issues with, and it's like, oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
It's in your genes, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And it makes us realize that, okay, so it's true that I have to work harder than somebody else to keep this, you know, weight off or to keep myself from whatever. And it really helps to validate a lot of that. So I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did.
Good. Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Looking forward to next year.
I'm looking forward to it. We're going to make some very positive changes. There's going to be, you know, I've got all these things in my head that I'm getting down on paper of improvements. There's going to be an actual talk for each of the body freedom, you know, to just see where you're at. Here's some things guiding you through what all the amazing resources on the website that most people get overwhelmed and don't find. So we're going to make sure that you're aware. And then there's going to be some more guidance through that. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I need more hand holding.
That's what I'm feeling. Like the first year we did it, it was so much hand holding. And then we backed off because people were like, ah, you're sending me too many emails and it's too much. And I'm like, okay. So then we backed off. And then we're just trying to find that healthy ground. And we have found it in the new site where we can give you as much of that as you want. And you can sign up for or not sign up for getting those reminder emails and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. So,
great. Thank you. Who else wants to share? I don't see any hands up, so I'm going to go with Ellen.
I'm in already.
You're unmuted, yep.
I feel like I ended up in a really bad position because I first had a lot of distractions and I was having trouble limiting those or minimizing the distractions. And so I was spending, I still am spending a lot of time on online summits and dealing with a lot of constant emails from a number of sites I subscribe to. And so I didn't have the time really to do it all. And I often found myself sort of skipping out or going light on the programs. And just for one example, I started a sweet spot program even before ERC, and my apartment became infested with bed bugs, and I had to go through a whole spraying process. It was, you know, they came in and they did it, and then 2 weeks later they came back and did it again. I had to pull all my shit out of the apartment and put it in storage, and you know that script. I wasn't sleeping at night either, so I didn't even finish that program. And then some months later, I started Grand. That's when I got notified or invited to join the ERC, and I did. But again, I think I came in a little bit later than the normal, and I didn't even get all the introductory stuff for ERC. I was in the middle of doing the Grand assessments, and I was having problems with my computer, and I just one thing after another, and things weren't going right, and they weren't going smoothly. So, I'm also very stressed right now. But I didn't even go through the original the stress program. I went through that with Sweet Spot, but I never really got a good handle on it. And I've been trying to do all kinds of breathing techniques and all to help relieve my stress, and I'm doing that pretty regularly, but I've still had so much stress. I just moved into a brand new apartment a couple of months ago, and I'm having bed bugs again and fleas. I don't know, multiple kinds of bites in this brand new apartment. And I ordered a new bed. I didn't want to bring the old bed with had the bed bugs, so I left that behind at my sofa and bought a new bed. It was about to be delivered when I started experiencing the bites. So I had the delivery held off. I'm sleeping on the air mattress on the floor. And I'm not sleeping. And no. I'm hardly sleeping at all.
Yeah, that's stressful. So much stress.
So.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize it was bothering me so much right now.
Yeah, just feel it. Yeah, you didn't realize how much it was bothering you. And sometimes that's what happens. It gets so bottled up and we don't express it. It gets big and it gets big and it festers and it affects all your body system. So let it go. It's fine. You're in a safe place.
Anyway, so aside from feeling somewhat overwhelmed with all the material on the site and, you know, trying to pick and choose, you know, what I wanted to copy and save to my hard drive and, you know, what I wasn't ready for yet or what I hadn't started yet or whatever. But I tended to get overwhelmed with all the material. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, also incorporated or also played a part in my sort of not getting into it as much and being continuing to be distracted. So I really don't feel like I made as much progress as I could have or would have liked to because I wasn't, you know, devoting the time and energy to it. And I thought about rejoining, but seemed like at the moment things are such a mess. I didn't want to continue because I felt like I couldn't even do a good job of it now. So I was going to try to find out if there was any possibility of taking a year off and perhaps joining, you know, rejoining again in a year if there was any kind of allowance for that, or because I was concerned that I won't have enough funds to continue because I was using some funds that I got from an inheritance and not just this program, but I mean, all that I've been using it for the last year is not that much left. I'm also going to have my mercury fillings removed. I saw it on the dentist.
And right. That's a good thing.
I wanted to do it for a long time. I didn't think I could afford it. And anyway, I had the meeting a couple of weeks ago and learned that I can, with the funds I have left, I can do it. So I'm going to do that.
Well, I think that's a great move. I think that's something that can make such a huge difference and that may be contributing to some of the scatteredness, I would say, or there's almost a, like, you know, people get with gambling or things like you have this FOMO, right? This fear of missing out. So you're on all these email lists and you're joining all these summits and you're just afraid you're going to miss something. And what in reality happens is you miss all of it. Because it's too much for your stressed body and psyche to handle. So I think taking a break with a plan would be good. With a plan that you're going to go and you're going to, I would stay in the Vital community so you can reach out and ask questions if you have any that come up, that you stay and you just actually go through the different pieces. Go back to the beginning. Do the assessments, see where the most stressed out areas are, the most stressed out pillars, the most stressed out body systems, and then start working on it without the feeling of, oh my God, I have to finish it by now. I have this meeting. I have these appointments, and do that. And if you have the Vital community, just join it for the year. Yeah. If you got that email today, go ahead and do it and you'll get renewed for a year at a special price. And you can come to those calls once a month and ask questions and do the educational pieces there. And then if you're ready to come back, you know, let us know in the early stages before we like open it up to the whole public, because we always offer a special for people that are in, and we'd be happy to honor that at whatever the investment.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not sure I'm going to have the funds, and if I don't have any funds left from that, my limited fixed income is not going to cover it. You know, I just don't have enough. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you have access to the site, right? You have access to all the great resources on the site. And for like $150 or less a year, you got access to the Vital community, which is like a little over $10 a month. So that's, you know, that's pretty affordable on a fixed income. So that's what I would recommend, because I think, and then just really sitting with yourself on and asking, why do I feel like I have to dabble my fingers into everything, but not really have the time to devote? You know what I mean? It's because it's overwhelming. That adds to your stress, right? And then you feel like, oh my God, I paid money for this. I paid money for that. And I have to do it. But then cortisol affects your prefrontal cortex and makes it so the high-level thinking processes just won't work anymore. So you need to really focus on meditations and heart math. And just take that time. Sign up for the transforming stress again while you're still in there. You can still do that. You can sign up for the transforming stress emails and just do it. Just do it day after day, day after day, day after day. and build that muscle. The other thing I'd be curious about is your nutrigenomics. I think you did your test, but you did it. You haven't gotten the results probably yet.
I didn't even get them submitted yet, actually.
Submitted yet.
I was going to, but then when I knew I wasn't going to get them in time for the session, I just let it go.
Yeah.
Because of the cost, and I wasn't sure that I really needed them.
I think you do, because there's some, I'd like to see some things that I'm curious about, that if we know that's there, then that can help you to really define that nutrition path that you should be doing, or that exercise, or that particular stress management thing. I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of the GADs. Laura and I share those. We called it the general anxiety, and Paula, we share those, right? I think there's somebody else in here that has a lot of them. You have a lot of those, which make you like very hypervigilant is the word. You're hypervigilant. You tend to be very conscientious about making sure, and you're afraid to miss out on anything. And if it gets to that point of escalating stress, it makes it really hard for you actually to take in the things that you need to take in. So I have a feeling that that's going to show up. That's a GABA thing, right? So supporting the GABA system in your body, the meditation for sure, but some of the nutrients, GABA precursors or GABA itself as a nutrient or as an herb to take, some of the calming herbs to just help you to calm it down. Depending on where your cortisol is, if you've got high cortisol levels, then some of the things like between heart math and then some of the herbs and things to help you to bring that down, right? That's all important. But without the testing, I mean, we could guess and try things, but I hesitate to do that when we're talking brain chemistry stuff, because I don't want to throw somebody in the wrong direction. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I still have the adrenal test and the stool test that I, for some reason or another, I just kept putting them off. And I think between the move and just other things, I wasn't as concerned about them. And then time got away from me, and I still haven't submitted them yet.
And you've paid for them already?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be a good thing to do.
But how am I going to get them interpreted if I do them?
I mean, we can talk about how you could do that. If it's just like questions, like I have this or that showed up. I can't do a full interpretation on a vital call, but you can ask questions about it. I just got my this back and I have these particular things, and you know, what can I do? Go through the if it turns out that there are some cortisol issues, go through the CAFE program. Just go in and get in that program. You can activate it at will. We set it up so that any of the more advanced programs, you can just go in and click that button that says, you know, it'll warn you. I say, well, these will be opened when your coach thinks it's time for you. But if you really feel like you want to do it, make sure you're not doing five other programs at the same time, because you're going to get inundated with emails about it. But go ahead, and I would do the CAFE program and take yourself step by step. Give yourself time to take yourself step by step through that. You can get some tremendous value with that. If the stool test is the one that shows up, like really a lot of stuff shows up on there, then I would go ahead and restart with the grand. Okay.
I also wanted to do another homocysteine test before the end of the year, which I didn't do, but because I have that sort of from the high test results last time, I've been taking the B12 and the folate.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether, you know, that's even done anything or not for me.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do, because you want to know whether you're taking the right form of B12 and folate, or that whether it's being absorbed. If you're taking the liposomal, it's more likely to. Sometimes people don't get good results with the sublingual because they swallow it too quickly. A lot of people don't get good results if they just take a capsule, because the B12 without intrinsic factor won't get absorbed real well.
So, I've been taking the Seeking Health, so the one that you recommended, the liposomal active.
Yeah. Yeah.
B12 and the methyl folate, THF, whatever it is.
Right. Yeah.
And well, I also had signed up, I paid for the another CWP to have that done before. And I totally forgot about that until just now.
All right. So make a list and look around and see what requisitions and test kits you have, and just make a plan for yourself to get them done. Yeah. Yeah. There's a ways out. And if you really put it out there that you do want to come back and get the support, if you decide, you know, 6 months later, you really do need that support, reach out to Lynn and we'll see if there's a way to get you in mid circle. We've been talking about that a lot, about opening it up a second time of the year. But we haven't figured out how we would do that logistically behind the scenes. So we haven't done it yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you. Who wants to go next? Paula?
Okay. My head is just kind of full, so it's hard to figure out exactly where to start. I started over a year ago, too, with Sweet Spot. That's how I came in to the community. Decided after SIV to do ERC, and it's been an amazing journey. And sometimes I really don't stop to think about the tremendous successes that I have had, because I get so focused with that hypervigilant aspect of myself on what I have not accomplished, right?
Yep.
But I accomplished a couple of things that I hadn't really thought about happening when I started the program. I didn't really think about the possibility of my sleep apnea resolving, and partly because I had no expectations really about weight loss. That was not something I was focused on, but it happened. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, the sleep apnea went away, along with reversing fatty liver, which definitely was a piece of the weight loss. I was aware of the fatty liver from ultrasound as well as from elevated liver enzymes for many, many years. I mean, I had not seen normal liver enzymes, so that's been one of the most exciting, you know, things for me. I don't know that my liver, I think my liver still has a ways to go. It's a work in process. And blood sugar, definitely I need to be aware of. I think I'm a little maybe too focused on that right now. Maybe I need to relax more about it. Because it is stressing, it's a stressor for me. Yeah. And that's been an ongoing piece for me. And the recognition of that as being such a huge part of my health piece is very important. And the ways that I began working on it and continue to work on it, that's a success for me, but it will be an ongoing, as it is for all of us, but
not everybody, but those of us with the genetic tendencies, yeah, there, like I have to be constantly aware of it. I can never go back to my old eating habits without my blood sugar going up. So it's just an acceptance. Like we get to a point of acceptance, like you just said, it's just something I always have to be aware of. I can't just go haphazardly go eating high carb foods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm working, you know, I've been working on the gut for a while and will continue to do that. That'll be ongoing.
Yeah.
After a lifetime of things that compromised my gut, I think there are challenges. I know there are genetic challenges there which factor in to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know that there is not enough fun in my life. I actually saw another one of my doctors, a practitioner, on Monday. And one of the things she asked was, what do you do for fun? You know, and yeah, right?
Good.
And she said, when was the last time you had a vacation? And so, you know, she brought these things up. And I know they're important considerations, and so
Yeah, so let's get on that. Make that one of your goals. It's like to plan a vacation.
Yeah, it already is. It is already in the works.
Good.
I want to say something that came up for me while you were talking to Lore about the learning process and how, you know, each one of us learns. And I have a tendency to criticize myself for not absorbing material the way I'd like to, or the way I think I should, kind of a thing. But the perspective that you were giving around that, the positive way that you were talking to her, that's part of what brought me into the community and brought me into ERC, was your ability to help me think about something in a totally different way. Mm-hmm. in a way that just makes me feel better about myself and gives me hope for continuing to improve on various levels.
Yeah, that's exciting to hear, because that's something there's Lynn. That's something that's really important to me, and it's something that's really helped me in my health perspectives, right? And something that we just talked about a little bit ago, I can't remember who said it now, but it inspired me to think about, we think about, and probably it's very much related to you, when we look at where we are, where we want to be, and then we go back and we set a goal. Say we set a 1-year goal of, you know, here's where I am now and here's where I want to be in a year. And then at the end of the year, you find yourself here. Those of us with these negative self-talk and limiting beliefs and some of the stuff that's been hounded, we go, damn, look how much I missed my goal. I missed my goal by that much. Rather than, oh my God, look how far I came. And that's what we have to start looking at. We have to start looking at the wrong gap. We're looking at the gap between where we wanted to be and where we got to, rather than looking at the gap between where we came from and where we are. Whether it's this big, doesn't matter. We all need to take this different mode and attitude about ourselves and say, look and celebrate. And Karen, you're a good example of this, because you're in a very high profile position. You have a very high stress job. And I'm sure you've got deadlines up the wazoo that are thrown at you that you don't even have control. It's one thing to say, I have this goal and this is my goal, and you create it. But when you're given these goals, and sometimes they're really unrealistic, right, in corporate, and they're measuring you here, you got to learn to say, but wait, look what we have accomplished. Look what I have accomplished. Look what, as a team, as a company, look where we've come to. Sure, there are extenuating circumstances. There always will be, that didn't let us quite get there. But let's celebrate. And when you can celebrate where you came to, it's going to make it easier for you to move forward, because you're in this happy, light celebration place, right? As opposed to in this place of, ugh, I'm just not good enough, right? So I really want us all to take that in and just take a deep breath with that and say, look where I've come from. I mean, Ellen, I know you've had a lot going on and a lot of stress going on, but if you look at, I want you to find one thing that you've improved on in that time, one thing. And hold that as your celebration. And if the one thing happens to be the realization that I signed up for too many summits and it distracted me too much, I need to cut that back. That's a success, right? Because sometimes the success we make is not so much in a bodily shift, but a mental and emotional shift. And that once you make that shift, it's going to allow, moving forward, you to step into a more profound bodily shift. But sometimes it just takes that time of, okay, recognizing and acknowledging and celebrating before you realize, wait a minute, I like me thinking about myself as a klutz. I just realized today as we were talking, I haven't thought about myself that way in a long time. And I don't trip over puddles anymore, right? So it's kind of cool that we step into our self-prophecy of ourself. So let's make that self-prophecy big and beautiful and celebrating who we are and the wonder of who we are. We all have gifts. They're all different. Some of my gifts are maybe your faults. Some of your faults might be my gifts, right? But it all makes us who we are, and it makes the world a super amazing place. So I appreciate you, Paula, and I'm really glad that you're back to share another year together, and I'm really looking forward to working together with you again.
Thank you.
Thank you. I saw Maya come on, and then she disappeared. Maya, did you have... Lynn has her hand up, so go ahead, Lynn, and then Maya.
I'll just be really quick. I wanted to build on what you said. You know, I was uncomfortable this last weekend when I had to help you out. That is not my comfort zone. And, but it was there, and it presented itself, and I grew from it. It is not something I would have sought out ever. And, but I've heard some great things from other people since that happened, that it was an inspiration to them, that they could do things too, that was outside of their comfort zone. So I, you know, that timing is perfect. Whether we didn't think so at the time, it certainly showed itself, whether it was for me or anybody else who saw the way that things didn't fall apart.
That's right.
And we kept it moving. You know, we all kept it moving.
And you know? I sent an email to Lynn. I sent a text because I didn't have email. My internet went down.
Yeah, she did. She goes,
right in the middle of this
you're
thing,
in charge.
And I said, typed you're in charge. You're in charge, baby.
I sent,
just take
I know she did. And I texted back. I went, me?
And I said,
yes.
Answer questions. And then she says, well, Alan Hopkins is on. Should I put him on? I'm like, put him on. And so, introduced him and let him on. And then I finally got in. I couldn't even get in on my phone. I got in and we finally got the iPad going. And then it was time for Steph. And we did Steph. And then we had a Q&A. I mean, and you just kept it going. You just kept it going.
So, and
you didn't feel comfortable with that, but you did it. Because you had to. And then you're like, wow.
But I did it. Yeah.
I could do that.
But the point for me was to hear back from other people that gave them some inspiration and courage for themselves. And I will do this again if it helps other people. Even though I may want to go and throw up, I will do that because it will help other people, okay?
There you go, right? There you go.
So,
and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Lynn had texted me something. She goes, oh my God, what poor timing, such and such and such and such. I said, Lynn, all timing is divine. We don't know at the time why, what does it mean? But timing is divine. She goes, oh yeah, thanks for the reminder. And at times things happen that you don't want to happen. I've had a lot of that stuff happen in my life. And at the time I just have to breathe and say, okay, someday I'm going to look back on this and go, wow, that was a great thing that happened to me. And I have a bunch of things in my life that at the time, let me tell you, I wasn't sitting there going, oh my God, I'm so grateful for this. No, but I was there with it. And I look back and go, that hadn't happened. That was a pivotal moment. Now I say, I'm so grateful that I got really sick when I was in my 20s and my health was falling apart. And people go, what? I said that if it wasn't, I would have just kept up the crappy old habits. I would have got sicker and sicker. Might have gotten cancer in my 40s like my sister, or maybe had a heart attack in my 50s like my mother, or just maybe been kind of in a state like my other siblings where they're on medications and they're just not feeling well, they're overweight, whatever. And I would have not had that opportunity to do something different. So when we can look back at it, the adversity, and say, what is this teaching me? What is it teaching me? You know, I think Ellen, with this overwhelm, it's like, how can I learn from this feeling of overwhelm so that I can organize things and help myself move forward? If you're not an organized person, you're going to need tools. whether it be some sort of planner, whether it be some sort of person that helps you, but we need to look and say, this is outside my scope of capability. What kind of help and support can I get to move forward? So thank you. And thank you, Lynn, for saving the day on Saturday. Yeah, Karen.
Well,
I just have a quick thing. Two things. I wanted to say thank you for what you just were saying, because that has really hit home with me tonight, because you're right. I'm always the one I fell short. I don't know if I told you on one of the calls, but when I had my small call with Isabel, she was talking about the goals we had set at the beginning of the year. And I was like, oh, brother, you know. And so then she read them all off and I went, oh, I did them all. I didn't even realize I had done them all.
Right.
So, yeah. The second thing is I've been wanting to tell you, I love the background.
Oh,
behind you.
Isn't that wonderful?
Awesome. Like, I would love to know where you got that.
Amazon.
Really?
Amazon. Yes. And it's a two-sided. So it actually splits my room down the middle. So the other side, you see it as well. Yeah, I got it on Amazon. Just look up room dividers with ocean or picture or something. And I had to scroll through and I saw it and I'm like, okay, I'm getting it. They have different, depending on the size of the area, make sure you measure. I needed a 6-panel. I think they had an 8-panel and they had a 4-panel as well. Yeah.
We put a link to it in the chat on Saturday or Sunday, I think it was.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find it again.
Saturday. I was on vacation. I was on the lake.
Yay. She was off having fun. She was working. She was working on her health, going off having fun. Yippee. Yeah. And we had this up behind me the whole time on Saturday and Sunday. And it was just so nice to just have that there. Yeah. Cool. Thank you. Thank you.
It's Maya's turn.
Maya's turn. Hi, Maya.
Hi. Yes, it was a fabulous weekend. I was there the whole time. And Lynn, you did an amazing job. And I wouldn't have guessed you felt like throwing up the whole time when you went during all that craziness. So, yeah, it was actually really great, great weekend. So thank you all.
We had fun.
Yeah.
I had fun. I can speak for myself.
Yeah, no, you could tell you were having lots of fun, which, is amazing for, such an intense 2 full days like that. Yeah. So that was great.
Well, less intense than 3 full days at SIV in person, having to deal with a whole lot more. We've realized that, we may not do those big SIV type things. We'll do for Shine because it's practitioners, because it was just as effective, more effective because we reached more people. Doing it there, it was a little easier for us. My husband's sitting on his regular recliner, running the camera, running the thing, going, my dog's sitting next to me. I'm sitting here and I'm in my regular chair. This is cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you don't have to worry about, prepaying for big rooms and then having to sell them out and hotels and all of that.
All that stuff. So overall, great. And we reached more people than we could have in a room. And we had over 6 people register for that event. So,
yeah. And hopefully you're getting the signups that you were hoping to get out of it as well.
So. More than we usually get at SIV. So.
Perfect. Wow. Yeah. Well, I say go for it. I mean, I love this Zoom platform. It's so much nicer than the ones that we had years ago. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Things are really easy.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. So, since I missed the first few minutes, I'm not sure what kind of a check-in that you want, or did you?
Well, we were just looking at where you planning to go? Where do you want to go? And then what support do you need moving forward and how to support you in that?
I guess I am making, incremental progress with some things and not making progress on others. I mean, this blood sugar has been my number one priority the whole time. And it just, I keep learning things, but still haven't gotten the right combination.
Not that permanent thing. You have
never eating again. That works.
Never eating again. Fasting works for Maya. She can get her blood sugar to 50s and 60s. But
well, not lately, though. I mean, even the last time I did 5 days, like last month, I never got below 130 or 140 even after 5 days.
Wow.
You know, even, you know, and the highest I could get my ketones was like 3.5. So
they went up, but the blood sugar didn't come down.
No, well, it did come down because it was so much higher to start with. But
well, maybe that's it. Maybe you started higher in the increment. You keep it. You're able to maintain it a slightly lower, and then you do another fast every month.
And I was watching a couple of things from Dr. Pompa the other day, and so I think. You know, based also on that and what we've been talking about of really changing up, like doing 5 days or 6 days of water, then 3 or 4 days of just the avocado and green drink, and then maybe, you know, a feast day, and then, you know, back to water again, or, you know.
I liked his layout. So look at his, you know, he talked the 4-3, mm-hmm. Was it 4-2-2 or the 1, or really go back and listen to that and just play with some of those combinations, because it doesn't have the extreme ones, right? So he was like even alternating days of intermittent fasting where you go the full 24 hours or you go, you know, 36 hours and you have a whole day without eating, and then you go and then the next day maybe you just do the 16 hour window and then the next day you go back to that, and then another day you do a feast day. But at keeping your body guessing, I think, is important, especially given, you know, your history of this, because your metabolism goes, okay, Maya, you're only going to give me 600 calories a day. I'm only going to burn 5, and I'm going to save some, right?
Right, and I've only been doing that for 50 years.
So, and I recall this a couple of years ago when I said, just increase your fat, let's see what happens, and you deliberately increased your calories by 600 calories a day. The extra fat, and what happened was you ended up losing weight.
I know, but I got so grossed out by fat bombs, and you know, it was just I definitely
don't have to do it quite that way. We should talk you know, specifically about how you can do it without it being like fat bombs. Those sound gross, right?
So, I mean, I want to, you know, do the digestive focus again, and, and I probably, it's been so long since I've tested my adrenals, I should probably retest.
Well, given the year you got just went through with that book.
We know they're shitty, right?
you know they are, because, you know, you went through this period where you're working on stuff, and then all of a sudden for a year, everything, you're focused, you weren't sleeping enough, you weren't exercising enough, you're exposed to more email, you're at the computer writing, and you now to that. So a year to push you backwards. And now it's time to go forward from there. Now it's time to go back and figure out those things to do and see where you've come to. You've learned a lot. You've learned your sensitivity to EMFs. You know about nothing in the bedroom anymore. I remember that time when you suddenly stopped having the iPad in the bedroom and your sugar dropped down to the 80s.
Well, No. What it did was it stopped rising 80 points every night. I would go to bed with it low and then it would raise like.
Okay, so it stopped raising 80 points.
But I mean, regardless, it was a good discovery. And then that way, you know, I took the router off of my head, my nightstand, moved the computer out, and
So I think you've got some ideas over the years. You just have to avoid getting in that high stress situation. And I'm watching. I'm doing the continuous glucose meter. That's my continuous glucose meter. And I'm watching. It's interesting because I had gotten up, and I think it was yesterday morning. I had a really low, you know, so probably in the 70s. I'm like, wow, that's really good. And then I got on a call, a team call, where it wasn't that I was upset, but I was excited trying to teach people and trying to get them to understand certain things and new folks. And I got myself feeling, you know, that feeling of like when you know you're in pathetic mode. And I went, okay, I wonder what it is. And my blood sugar went in the 90s. I hadn't eaten a thing. I hadn't eaten since like 8 o'clock the night before. And my blood sugar went up in the 90s. So, and then I, you know, got it down again. And then I went out for a run in the heat. And it went up again, but I didn't eat anything. It's the stress pieces. So learning how to really modulate that. That's what I like about this. I can go, oh, okay, now it's 94 because I ate dinner, but you know, but that's as high as it's been going. I'm not, right. You know, between the 60s and 90s, I don't think it went up above 95 today at all. But I think it's noticing, right? It's noticing when that happens and just bringing yourself back into heart math, tapping, whatever works best for you to bring yourself to parasympathetic. Because that's when you stay more and more and more. And we're all Karen is in sympathetic all day long. That's why going to the bathroom sometimes during the daycare and taking a break and some breathing and appreciation and tapping or whatever in the stall can be helpful. But we need to intersperse those parasympathetic moments with this huge stress of the sympathetic, constant sympathetic. And we know what it all does. And I've watched it. I've watched my little thing. I'm like, oh, okay.
Now it's funny, I was just remembering decades ago that I used to use smoking cigarettes as something like that. It's like, it makes me go out and breathe deep. It's like, yeah, I'm breathing in shit, right? But it's a break and I'm going and breathing.
So if you can take those breaks but not breathe cigarettes and just do the deep breathing without the cigarettes.
I'm gonna try to start my mornings by going for a walk and getting that in every day, because it just flies out the window when I get so busy.
It does fly out the window, and I'd say nursing in the morning is a good time to do it, even if your body metabolism works better later. But there's always, that happened to me, and this morning I was like, wait a minute. Oh no, I'm going to do this first and then I'll go run. And then I went, wait a minute, look at my day. There's going to be something from that 45 minutes break or hour break I have later. Something's going to spill over and I'm not going to do it. Plus it's going to be 100 degrees out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I went out at, you know, whatever it was, 9:30, and got it done and was very grateful that I did. So I think doing it in the morning when you can, when you're thinking about it, makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to put it off till tomorrow.
Right. You know, and that way, you know, you've accomplished that big thing already early in the day. And instead of like, oh my gosh, it's 10 o'clock and I've only got 6,000 steps. I need to get 4,000 more.
And I think that using your movement time, like I'm always into double duty. So if you can use your movement time for something else, whether it's listening to some, you know, self-help thing or just doing your focused breathing while you're walking can make a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And enjoy it. So then you have fun added to the mix. Like, what can you do fun? Oh, I like that flower over there. Oh, let me count something, you know, how many birds I see on the run this morning, and hopefully tomorrow I see more. Let's see if I can find more. And something that makes it fun and interesting.
Or like, you know, walking to the park and then swinging on the swing set.
Ooh, I like that one. Fun. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Right. I do have a question. I was looking at all the, like, you know, especially after the nutrigenomics, about having better B support and B12, and and you know, it looked like pretty much just like the single B supplement, you know, for the, you know, MTHFR stuff I have, was going to be like that, just that one bottle was going to be like $50 a month. And then, you know, there's, you know, all of these other things, so I'm spending hundreds of dollars on all these separate supplements. But I'm, you know, after going over that, I realize I really have to support those bees, especially for me. And but I'm wondering if there's, you know, I've tried a couple of different, like, multivitamin or mineral, you know, that maybe it's cheaper if I can combine things instead of buying every single thing separately.
I'm totally in support of that, with the exception that some things don't go well with each other. And then the B12, you always have to do separate if you have those SNPs, because if you don't have an intrinsic factor, and I don't remember if you had the intrinsic factor SNP as well.
So
you don't make the intrinsic factor well enough. So taking it orally is not going to work. So you need liposomal sublingual, where you actually keep it under your tongue long enough for it to get absorbed.
Yeah, that was the $50 I think one of them.
Yeah, but that you're not going to need all that much. I mean, it may say that it's only this, but it says 40 drops. Is this, and you're not going to take 40 drops. You don't need 5 grams of that stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's when I was dividing up how many.
No, probably 10 drops is what you're going to need.
Okay.
All right. So divide times it by 4. That's $50 for a 4-month supply. That's much more reasonable, right? That's just a
$1,000. Yeah. No, I was just going by what it said on the bottom.
Right. And I never have anybody do that amount. I don't know why they have such a big amount as the, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I know that with the vitamin D that I have to get back on again. Yeah, I was doing, you know, huge, massively more than what they were saying. I was doing like an entire dropper every day just to bump it up from 17 to 48. So,
but yeah, so in that case, you're going to need more, right? In that case, you would need more.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and as far as the multis, there are some good multis. I use Vitamin Mineral Rush, which are low dose of everything.
I think I had tried that one once before. Yeah, it's like a white bottle.
White bottle, it's liquid, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And we should soon be, what's the status with Doctor's Supplement Store? Because Seeking Health is in there, and we have set up like a 10% off coupon, so you can...
Yeah, there's free shipping over $100, it's a 10% coupon, although I think the first order, there's a 20% coupon. And I've got everything, and I gave it to Scott, and so we're just waiting to get it all on site. I think I included David in there so he can create on the main page that a tile. The ideal is he's supposed to have a supplement tile on the main page and a lab testing tile on the main page.
Now, but in lieu of that, is there a link? Is it set up enough that we can just give people, we can send an email out to them.
I can just give that to you now.
If they can place orders now, just give it to them now, but give them the coupon code to get the first order 20%. And, you know, with supplements, it's easy to get over $100.
Yeah.
So, and then you get free shipping. So, and the beauty of it is it's Seeking Health. It's Premier Research. It's, right.
Pure encapsulations.
Right, yeah. Got most of the ones that I recommend. It doesn't have thorn. That's the only one.
Yeah.
It doesn't. But it had.
Are you sure about that, or is that Wellovate?
Oh, maybe Wellovate doesn't have. I don't remember.
Because we have Wellovate too, and so that's why we got Wellovate.
We got both of them because some of the ones that one covered,
between the two of them, right?
You know, that's still going to be. That's going to be two separate things. But Wellovate is through Emerson Ecologics, and we have the same thing. If you can put it in the chat. Then
that's what I'm looking for, the link that they gave us with your link.
Yeah, I think Wellovate does have some. So we're talking about the Freestyle Libre, that the point is that in the U.S. it requires a prescription. So you have to get a prescription from a doctor to get it to you. But once you get it, usually they'll approve it for a year and you can get the sensors. In Canada, it's just over the counter. Right?
Well, it's not necessarily over the counter, but it's much easier to get it.
Well, you don't require a script. So if you go to there's a site. I sent somebody in Canada, and she ordered it and had it within a few days. And she didn't need a script or anything. She just ordered it straight out. But if you ordered it from Canada, they're going to ship it to a Canadian number. So you'd have to have somebody who can ship it to you. But it's also going to be in the Canadian scheme, right? And then you have to convert it.
Right. I put the link in the chat. Do you want me to show people what it looks like?
Would you guys want to see it?
The
store?
Sure. I'll just share my screen real quick. Okay. So tell me when you can see.
You can see it. There it is.
You got it? All right. So when you go there, the first thing you're going to do is register. For your account, you're going to be registering it underneath Dr. Rita Marie's. I'll just log in to see that right here. So there's a little welcome. There's your coupons, your coupon codes. That you see that?
That's the wrong email address there. That needs to be changed to help desk or client care, actually.
Okay. Well, that was the one that you gave them. So,
well, I didn't know it was that's why the public there. One.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure they change that.
Yeah, because suddenly, if we open this up to public, then suddenly I'll get inundated with email. It needs to go to client care at Dr. Rima.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so we got all the brands are underneath here. So you can see all the different brands that are there. If you are looking for something in a particular category, like if there's, you know, a multivitamin, or if you want your 5-MTHF, you can just look at that there. If there's a health tonic, you know, if you would look for something in a metabolic support, you go there. I know we're working on which are our favorite ones. We do have, I think, just a metabolic easy kit that you've put together, your sweet spot bundle. It's just basically set up. And so that's it.
The sweet spot bundle.
Yeah.
Cool. I thought we gave away a couple of other kits, but we'll look at that.
We hadn't yet.
We just had this one. Okay.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's it, you know, there's your order history.
They'll keep track of what you've done. So if you want to just reorder something.
Yeah, they have auto ship if you want it.
Yep. It's 10% or something, right? If you get auto ship.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. So if you your first order, get 10% off with coupon. Well, I thought that was 20% and for orders of 25%.
Huh. But you get free shipping.
Yeah, I thought there was a coupon. Anyway, so use the one for the first order. And then what was the other thing I was going to say? Yeah, if you do auto ship, you get a percentage off too. So if you know that every month you use a bottle of whatever, every 2 months or every 3 months, whatever it is you want to set up, you can set that up and they'll send it to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other day when we did our stuff, you gave us a list of vitamins, and so the different ones will be all on the same site.
I'm hoping that, you know, go back most to the brands again. Most of them are. That's why we chose to go with this place.
You said, they're Seeking Health. There's Claire Labs if you want your probiotic.
It all comes together. It's coming from
And it all comes from one place.
Yep.
And you only have to pay one shipping if it's under.
There's Custom Probiotics is there, Body Bio, Biotics, Biomatrix, Bezwecken, Energetics.
Yeah.
Where would you suggest the sunflower lecithin you had mentioned?
That was from Raw Food World, wasn't it?
Raw Food World, yeah. I don't know that any of these would have the sunflower lecithin as the food base. I got it on Amazon. I know Lynn doesn't like to order stuff like that from Amazon, but I found an organic sunflower lecithin on Amazon, and it's been working real well. It's a food, you know, it's like $20, no shipping on Prime. And then I also ordered it from Raw Food World because I wanted to see the difference between theirs. One was a powder. Actually, the one from Raw Food World is better because it is organic and raw.
Organic,
and
yeah.
Powdered, and it's easy to blend into things, whereas the other one is more of a crystal, not a crystal, right. But a flake.
But the way they process it, they don't use the hexane.
Right. Neither one of them do.
Yeah.
We used to use a company that we were getting the liquid one from, and they use hexane to pull it out. They changed it and it wasn't organic. And then we went to Lekithos and we did that for a while. And then Lekithos stopped doing it. They only do the powder anymore. So that's what we do. Yeah.
This has trace minerals. It has your transformation enzymes.
Yeah.
It has Quicksilver, pure encapsulations, PERC. Mm. You know,
so it has almost all the brands that I would use on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Thank you for sharing that. And you put up the link then?
I put it in the chat. Yep.
Great. So you guys can go there and place your orders and see how it goes.
And which company does the citrus pectrazole?
Pectazole. I don't think that's in there, but it might be in Wellovate.
All right, Leah, look that one up and see. Yeah. I mean, we tried to get, somebody told me I should create my own store, and I'm like, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to have somebody that's responsible for inventory and ordering and shipping and reshipping. And I mean, it's hard enough with the bloody bars that we have.
Yeah.
That's just one product and it's a pain. So that's not what my business model is, nor do I want it to be that way. So when we found this place where it makes it convenient, and their customer support is outstanding.
Oh,
so
boy, are they.
Call them.
He was actually on the webinar this weekend, actually.
She was?
We're talking about her doing our NEPT program.
Oh, so. Nice. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Wonderful. Yes.
Now, I have one more question, Dr. Rita Marie. Do you have a sense of who, if you've already assembled a lot of the coaches for next year, who would be a good match for me? You know, I had great, with Annette and Drina and then Steph Lott the year before. And I'm just wondering who might be the best.
Yeah, Lynn,
both Annette and Drina separately are leading this year. So, what I would ask that you fill out that form that you may have gotten already or will be getting. And, okay, this might sound really weird, but I also muscle test for your coaches. Okay. There you go.
No,
my secret sauce.
I'm a lot more woo-woo than you are. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you don't know. You never know. You might think I'm sitting here all Midwestern and provincial, but I surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
But
ideas. Being one of the coaches because of her extreme experience with diabetes with her daughter. So my day with Annette and whoever we're pairing, I don't remember. We're working on that soon. We're trying to. It's
really close to being finalized, but because we had such an overwhelming, so I had 20 calls last week with people. I had 30 calls this week. I have another 10 calls. Mm-hmm. We're adding people, and so I'm having to increase my coaches and so.
And we oversold the gold plus. We're going to work that one out. We said we were like,
what a problem to have, right?
And then by the time we got around to saying, oh, it went over, people had already paid for it. We were gold plus people than we had anticipated. So, but it's fine. I'm just going to tell you, I'm not doing any admin work anymore, guys. You're just going to have somebody else load those emails in because I'm done. I'd rather work with my people. Mm-hmm. So.
Right.
It'll work fine. It's a great group. I mean, the people that I was real excited to see some of the names popping in, and I'm just excited about it. Really excited.
Yeah.
And I see a couple of names I don't recognize on here, and I'm wondering if they're new people that got somehow invited since our thing was all messed up. But it's fine.
Yeah, people. Linda. I bet Linda is Linda Buckley.
Linda and Diana.
Diana.
And I'm wondering if it may be because, remember, we looked at that public calendar and I said, oh, there's a Zoom link on the public calendar. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Now you know what we're all about.
I'm going to unmute you, Diana, if you don't mind. And if you don't want to say anything, just mute yourself back and I'll know. Diana?
Hi there.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
Welcome. Are you, how did you get the link, first of all? I wanted to, I'm curious.
Because
It's in the very first module on the ERC site, and Get Started, and that said, put the calls on your calendar, and there was one for tonight, and I clicked on the link.
Okay, got it. So it's already, there's already an error there that the new people are not supposed to see the old calls,
it's
but
okay.
It's fine. It's perfect. I'm glad you're here. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Looking forward to working with you.
Thank you. And Linda's here for the same reason. I told her that the first call was tonight. But she doesn't have a microphone.
Oh, okay. Well, hi.
I don't have a camera that works on this computer.
We're going to have the first official call soon. I'm looking at my calendar to figure it out. It may actually be on a Saturday morning because most of our nights and evenings are taken up with between, some other things that were already done, but we're going to do one soon and we'll do a kickoff call and then we'll get you all started. So thank you.
That's fantastic. This is lovely. All you folks are wow, very courageous. I feel like a newcomer, and I'm very confused, frustrated, overwhelmed, and yeah, you guys are really doing great. This is an awesome program. It's good to see that there's small groups, and there's a lot of interaction, and it's neat. I think this is great. Now I won't be terrified with my first call. This is wonderful. And Dr. Reed Marie, you guys had a wonderful weekend. Lynn did an awesome job. And this is so life-changing. I just cannot thank you enough for all the things you share, the massive amount of information you put out. And I'm so excited I finally have hope for a future.
Yay. So, I can't wait to start working with you. Thank you. Thanks for being here. All right. So anybody else? Who else did I see? Anybody else on here? Karen, you have something else, Karen? And I'm going to make sure I didn't miss anybody. No, everybody's here. Paula and Karen. So Karen first, and then Paula.
I just wanted to mention one thing. You had talked about SIV. One thing that I really loved about SIV is the personal interaction and getting to meet people.
Yeah.
Get to know each other. I mean, this is good, but we're not, going aside and talking.
Right. That is the advantage of doing it that way. My goal for the future would be to do smaller retreat-like things rather than the big SIV type thing, but more small, intimate retreats that aren't quite so much work to do. If you guys knew how much work it was behind the scenes,
I've done it, I know. But I'm just saying that the interaction and getting to meet people one-on-one.
Right, And maybe we do that every other year instead of every year.
Edie and everybody, it was great.
Yeah. And that's a great way to kick off and get to know people too. So, we haven't decided exactly what the thing's going to be. We know that we're not going to do that once a year. We might do it every other year. Maybe it'll be a special treat. One of the things we do in NEPT is that we include a retreat for the group. Once a year, we have a retreat that's just the people in the program and everybody gets to meet each other in person. So that's another option as well that we could put together something like that, which is a smaller group. It wouldn't be the 100-plus person kind of thing. That's a lot of work for the big hotel. We do it more at the yoga center here in Austin. That's really nice. So, fantastic. Paula, did you have something else to say?
Yes. One of the things that I'm trying to sort out, and I didn't know if there would be any chance or time to ask about it tonight, is my fatty acids, because I had gotten the blood spot fatty acid results back. Yeah.
I love to pull that up. Those are easy tests for me. It's not like a Dutch test where, we spend an hour discussing it. Let me find it. I'm assuming you put it on your...
It's in the Google Drive, yes.
For those of you who are new, we have a Google Drive and everybody gets to put all their stuff in it. And then if we want to go over a thing on the call, you can do that. Okay, so Paula, it should be organized by last modified. Oh, it's in your, you have a test. Do you have a folder for tests?
No, it's in my shared folder.
It's just in the shared folder, okay.
No, it's in both the main.
Health tracker, calls, gold plus MP4, quarterly appointment. Why am I not seeing it? Let me see if I can. What, do you remember the date you put it up there?
I had just put it in there, probably over the weekend.
So I see your U-Biome was July 24th. Why is that in there? Faculty deliveries Facebook early this month. Oh, there's some stuff in your folder that doesn't belong here.
Really?
Yeah, it's like stuff. Well, we hired somebody to come in and really, here it is. Really fix up our organizing stuff. And it looks like there's a couple of things in here that are not, shouldn't, I'm going to just look at it and say share. It should not be shared with you. It was probably something that's more administrative stuff. Eligible program, eligible members list. Okay. Well, I'll open that. I'll open up your Genova and then I'll clean it up afterwards. Oops. Come on, baby. I'm double clicking and it ain't opening. Let me just refresh this page. Yeah, I see it here. So blood spot fatty acid, for those of you who don't know, it measures your levels of omega-3s and 6s, and it gives you ratios between them. And it gives us a lot of great information, especially if you are either supplementing. Oh, there it goes. Now it closed, and now it didn't open again. All right. Give me a second. Okay, there we go. I'll open in another tab and then I can share it. All right. Share. And blood spot fatty acid. Here we go. All right. Let me know if you see it. You see it? Yeah. Okay. So this is their summary page. I, you know, kind of glance at it. I usually just read it on my own, but based on this, they're saying, you know, one of the pathways that's deficient, zinc deficiency, and you're taking too much fatty acids, but I'll see if I agree with that. Okay. Same thing with the EPA and the EPA DGLA ratio. So let's look. How much fatty acid do you take every day?
I was doing 4 capsules of fish oil, so it was around 2,000,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little more.
Okay. So based on this, these are your omega-3s. Mm-hmm. Alpha-linolenic ALA is in a good range, which means you're probably taking enough chia, flax, hemp, walnuts, things that algae that contain, well, algae doesn't. It's those three, those four. That contain those. So whatever you're doing there, I wouldn't change. It looks like you're definitely taking EPA DHA because they're higher than the ALA. Usually we would see it either the same or lower if the conversion was an issue. So I would say you probably could cut that back. If you're taking 2,000, probably can cut that back to 1,500.
Uh-huh.
And then if you look at your LA, you're on the higher side with your omega-6s. So I don't know if you ever installed that, what's it called, the chronometer
thing,
track some things. That would tell you where some of your omega-3s are. But if, you know, almonds and pecans and sunflower seeds and those sorts of things, plus what else has linoleic? Mostly the sesame seeds, all the other kinds of nuts and seeds. So you might just look at that ratio. And if you want to, just take that spreadsheet that we have where you can actually put in what you're taking. So you can say, oh, I ate 2 ounces of this and 1 ounce of this and whatever, and let it calculate your ratio and then adjust your ratio so that you're more omega-3 dominant and less omega-6. But the biggest problem I see here is that you're not converting. So you are getting plenty of linoleic, but you're not converting it down to GLA and DGLA. And these are important. These are especially important for hormones and for brain. So you might consider the factors that go in there. And we have a chart in the fatty acids in the food module that talks about some of those nutrients. But off the top of my head, B vitamins, magnesium, zinc. Zinc's a super important one. Boron, vitamin C. Those are the main ones that are important there. And whereas this pathway here is masked, we don't know how much conversion you're doing from the short omega-3 to the long because you're taking it. So we don't know what that conversion would be. My guess is you're not converting real well because it's the same enzyme that converts the linoleic to gamma-linoleic, linolenic and the alpha ALA into EPA. It's the same enzyme. So it's, and that has the same things that are in the way of it. Okay. So I would be looking at zinc would be something to up. And some of the other B vitamins might be an issue as well. On the other hand, your arachidonic is on the higher end, which isn't so much of a problem here because you've got high EPA. And if you look at the EPA-AA ratio, it's quite, EPA, it's quite natural and normal. But if you start to, it's actually ideal in terms of inflammation. But if you start to decrease the EPA to pull it back in, then this might need to be decreased. Arachidonic is mostly found in dairy and animal products like chicken, meat, et cetera, not fish though. And the thing that I would do with this would be to get some omega-6 GLA in you. How do you do that? Well, you can take capsules of borage oil or evening primrose oil or black currant, or you can get a liquid just borage. You can get a liquid borage oil and you keep it in your fridge and just add it to your salad dressings. And that would give you a little bit of the GLA that you need to pull that up.
Yeah, I'm doing EPO. I have been for quite some time.
You are doing EPO?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What form? Is it a capsule?
It's a gel cap. A thousand a day.
Woo!
It's from Pure Encapsulations.
Interesting. So you're either needing more than that, but based on this, I'm thinking, well, you're either needing more, you're not getting enough, or you're converting more down to arachidonic, which is really not the typical. Usually you will do that if you don't have enough EPA, but you do. You may try a different form. You may like put your EPO on the shelf for a bit, order some borage oil and try that. Usually I just have people take, if you're going to take a capsule, I'll have you do about 400 to 500 milligrams a day, because it's actually more concentrated than EPO is in the GLA, because the EPO has some other fatty acids in it.
Okay.
But you want to play with it. Like whenever you get something back from your body, you go, wait a minute, you're already doing this. Well, it's either the form, it's the absorption, et cetera. And maybe you do need liquid. Maybe your body's not able to break down that gel cap. Right? If your fat absorption isn't so good, it's not like popping through. Gel caps are pretty hard to break down. So it could be that. What you could try is with your EPOs, you can poke a hole in it with a pin and squeeze it out.
Okay.
Right? Squeeze it out onto food or something like that. Just would it mix it in with something else that you're eating to see if that makes a difference.
Well, it's interesting because the fish oil is a big gel cap too.
It's
absorbing that really
well. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe switch to the borage and see if it makes a difference.
Okay.
Right. I found that the borage is more concentrated in the GLA than the evening primrose is.
Okay.
It's better on your budget too, because the cost per milligram of GLA is much lower for borage. Okay. Yeah. So maybe it's not that. Is it the same kind of gel cap, a big thick one?
The fish oil is a thick one.
It's not as thick.
No, it's half the size of my fish oil. Yeah.
And then the other thing is utilization. Are you just needing more and you're utilizing more of it, so you're not seeing as much showing up? So three options you have there. You can double the amount that you're taking of the EPO, or you can get borage oil. You can do a combination or just switch to the borage for a while. And it probably isn't going to work to just poke a hole in it, given that, you know, that's not seeming to be an issue with the EPA. Sometimes when we have, there's genetic pathways. I can't remember which one this is, but there is one that has to do with GLA. I'd have to look it up. That you just need more of certain things based on a blockage in a particular genetic pathway. And zinc might be the issue too.
Yeah.
So how much because I know you recently increased it.
Well, it was increased in February, I believe it was. Yeah, I'm doing at least, I forget, it's 75 milligrams or at least.
And it's the liquid?
No, it's all in my compounded protocol.
Well, it might be worthwhile to add a little bit of the liquid and see if that makes a difference. Some people just don't. Zinc is a hard one to absorb.
Yeah.
It may be that you need the ionic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And then I would also make sure that your status of those other nutrients is where it needs to be. But zinc is probably the most likely candidate for this, because I know you do your beads and all.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that zinc showed up on this.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't show up on your SpectraCell, right?
I don't think it was a deficiency like some other things were.
Right. It might have been a borderline. And there's the difference between SpectraCell is definitely measuring how much is inside the white blood cell, but it's not a functional test. Right? A functional test is testing a pathway to see if it's deficient, that pathway, due to something that's required for that pathway.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the actual how much is in your blood cells, even though that's much better than measuring the serum, it may not be enough. It may be that you need to look functionally.
Well, how do you look functionally at zinc?
We are.
Oh.
You look at functions that require it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So that's why I'm saying this would be a more functional assessment of it. And I don't know if it tells you on the last page. I don't recall if it does. When they were Metametrics, I think they used to. No. But if we go to, let me just pull that up real quick. If I go into ERC and I go to home and I go to foundations, and I go to and I go to nutrition. I'm just going to show you where you can find more information on those other nutrients that are important for that conversion. And if we go in, this is the nutrition pillar, and if we go to fats for healing, and there's give your body an oil change, managing inflammation with dietary fats, eat your way out of pain. Okay, so it would be, it's probably in this, I'm not sure, or it's that one. So let me look to see and I'll find you that chart. Okay. So this tells you everything you needed to know about fat. Now this is just the page. We'll go back to the other page. This page, managing pain and inflammation, there's some charts in here that show you the different cofactors, and you can actually see, I think we'll have to look at these slides. Flowcharts, here we go. See where it says flowcharts?
Yep.
Okay, click flowcharts. And the one that, okay, so this is the inflammatory cascade. That's where they're used. This is how drugs get in the way. And here's the inflammatories, and where's the nutritional one? Drug modulation, nutritional modulation. Okay, so the alpha-linoleic is in the flax, chia, hemp, and walnuts. The enzyme that converts this down to EPA, DHA, same one that converts your linoleic, sesame, sunflower, almond, pumpkin, also pecan, Brazil nuts, things like that, get converted to GLA. So these are the vitamins you need: B3, B6, B12, C, E, zinc, magnesium, and biotin. So it could be any number of those. The reason I pull out zinc and why the lab report pulls out zinc is because zinc is just so, it's just such an important one, and it's a hard one to break down. It could be any of these. Then the GLA you can find in borage, blackcurrant, or evening primrose, like we talked about. Gets down converted to DGLA, which gets converted to arachidonic acid. Your arachidonic acid is higher than your GLA-DGLA. So you could be just converting more here. And I forget the enzyme there because we usually don't look at that all that much. But it could be something here that's causing more GLA and DGLA to come to arachidonic acid. When you have enough EPA and DHA, you make these particular prostaglandins that then displace the arachidonic, cause it to decrease. So you would expect, given you have such high levels of EPA, DHA, that the arachidonic acid would be lower. And indeed, maybe it is. So it may be a dietary excess. So I'd be looking at that. And then it could be that, you know, you're converting too much GLA, DGLA downstream to it. Is that making sense? Do you want a link to this? So you don't have to go through all the steps I went through. I'll put it in the chat. All right. Where's the chat?
I know I went through that module, but I don't remember seeing this part.
It's in the presentation too, but we thought it was so important we pulled them out as separate flowcharts.
Yeah.
All right, let me go to chat. There we go. And here's the link if anybody wants to play around with that. You got it. Okay. So it looks like we're coming to our the end of our time together here. And I see Sandra came on, but she's gone. There she is. You came on right at the end, girl. You've been busy?
Yeah, I missed the email. That's what happened.
Oh, you missed the email. So we're going to make sure that everybody, as we come into this new season, that we make sure you put the email, the everything on your calendar. We send it out on the Friday before. It's on the thing. Because we try to send emails each time, but whenever the email gremlins get a hold of our emails and don't get them to you, then, oh, well, there we go. So if you have anything really briefly you want to add, I will give you a couple of minutes, and then we're going to end the meeting. So, no, I don't want to end the meeting. Cancel. I want to.
No, I was just asking, Lynn. I signed up for the VIP session with you, and I thought it was July, but it's in August, and I'm going again.
You're so gone again?
There's going to be another opportunity in September.
We'll be doing it not in, oh, you mean the VIP one, like the
Unstoppable Road Day?
Oh, that one we won't do again for a while. We'll have to look to see when we're going to do that. I would guess that we'll do it in the fall.
Yeah.
That was my intent for this, to do it in the fall. So we'll probably do it in the fall.
All right. I'm signed up. If I can join, I will.
Okay. Super.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Thank you. I stopped taking for a week or two the iodine, and soon I'm supposed to do the Hakalasis. Is that an issue that I stopped it for 2 weeks?
Well, they generally ask you to stop it for at least 3 days, because if it's in your bloodstream. So it will give you an idea of, it's a little confusing when you stop it just a couple of weeks before, because your levels don't go down to complete baseline like you would without it, but it'll give you an idea of how well your iodine is doing with you not taking it, right? How well did what you did for a while replenish your stores, and how's your body maintaining those stores, which is ultimately what you want, right? You don't want to have to take iodine for the rest of your life. You want to be able to get it in food, but it'll be a good test of, okay, you took it for a while. How long did you take it for before, like 6 months?
Well, now I'm taking 7 drops since, I think it's since March. Yeah. And I still have to contact them to send me the what is it called, Udol? Yeah.
I'm not 100% convinced this would be the best time to do it then. All right.
I'll continue.
I think you would continue, and I would want to see you being doing it, well, March, consistently March, 7 drops, which is about how many milligrams? Do you remember 50 to 50? No. But consistently from March, you're doing 7.
So I can look it up, actually.
May, June. Oh, no, that's 5 months. That should be fine. That should be fine. 5 months is a good amount of time. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, so I'll call them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So we're going to end. I just want to let those of you who are not coming back, which is just really, Ellen, I just really, you know that we're here for you. And if you want to set up a session with Lynn to just see, like, how do you get the most out of the stuff that you have right now, that you have access to, that you'll continue to have access to. Lynn is awesome at helping people to put together a day-by-day schedule. So she can help you to say, okay, this is what you have. Here's how I would structure your days. It's up to you to actually do it, right? So, but she can support you in that. So I'd reach out to her. You know, it's kind of like the closure kind of conversation that she can have with you. Okay. Whoops. Unmute. What did you say?
I said, I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay, good. Yeah. I want to see you get, you know, get some relief and just take this year to really, like, I would unsubscribe from all those other lists that you're on. Unless there's one or two. Because if you're on like 20 different lists and you're going to if you're going to every summit going, you're probably on 20, 30 different lists and it's confusing and inundating. And given you probably have these GAD, EMA, NAO SNPs, it's the FOMO. I can't miss out on that. I've got to read that. I've got to read it. So what I've done, because I didn't want to unsubscribe, I'm a pack rat, I created a rule in my inbox that says anybody that comes from any of these people, it goes into the to read health newsletters folder. So I know I can always go back and glance at it, but it's not in my face every day and distracting me from what I really want to be doing. Make sense?
Yeah, I find I'm just getting so many more emails now than I ever received before, even from people that I've been subscribing to for a long time. It's like all of a sudden I'm getting multiple emails reminding me of the same summit from all these different people.
Yes, because you signed up for it and you're on a million people's lists.
Yeah, it's just driving me crazy.
Over the top.
There's actually a link, and if you schedule with me, I'll give you a couple of them, but there's like one that I like that it will go into your email and it'll just unsubscribe you from all the different things. It's just, it'll be done. Boom. Yep. All
done.
Sounds
good. You have to give me that link.
I'll give it to Michelle and she'll just do it for you.
And I won't even know that they're.
You won't even know. See, that's the thing. That's kind of like having my daughter does house cleaning. She has her own housekeeping business and, you know, she just goes in. They don't even know that she's thrown away half of the stuff. So.
Because if they knew, they'd go, oh, but I might need that someday.
I know it.
When was the last time you used it? Only 5 years ago. But I may wear that again. Well, when was the last time you wore that dress? Well, it's out of style now, but it might come back in style in 5 years. I'll just keep it.
That's why my daughter doesn't come and clean my house. I'm just terrible. I remember when you were wearing that. Oh, I can't get rid of that. Yeah, yes. I'm terrible.
Yes. Yeah, so if you have those tendencies, blame it on your genes and just unsubscribe yourself or at least put them in a box. It's kind of like in my office periodically, I go, what are all these papers? And I flip through it. I don't see anything urgent and I stick it in a box. And I go, I'll get back to that, you know, next week or next month. And 3 years later, I find that box and I go, oh, I haven't used it or missed it in 3 years, right? So we need to protect ourselves from ourselves. You need to set us a focus. The focus for you, Ellen, is you getting yourself in. Do the assessments again. Figure out what your top priorities are and then just go and do them. If you do that adrenal test, which I highly recommend you do since you paid for it, and it comes back and you're out of whack there, then start with CAFE and get that done. Okay. If you do the stool test and it goes, whoa, we got some really bad critters going on in here, then start with the grand and get through it. Okay.
Hopefully I won't have both.
Well, it's likely that you'll have both. And then I would start with the digestion, get through it. Cause a lot of the digestive stuff is going to put stress, physiologic stress on the adrenals. So if you have both, start with, you know, the pyramid, right? I have my pyramid. You start with the one that's at the base first. Okay. And then just allow yourself to be well. Allow yourself. It's been an identity for you for a long time to have some of these health issues. Let's let them go and give your body permission to heal. Okay. It's starting time to stop looking for the answers, but actually putting some of this stuff in place. Okay. I know you can. I trust you can. Somebody's talking, 203. Who's that? I can't, you're muted, but unmute yourself, whoever 203 is. It looked like you were trying to talk, but we weren't hearing you.
Yes, I was trying to talk earlier.
Oh, okay.
That's me, my phone. I wanted to say that apparently when we get rid of things in our home, it creates a space to bring new things into our life.
Yeah. create an opening, you know, old relationships, old, you know, thought patterns, old stuff. Yes, absolutely. It's a very good point, Laura. Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys. It's been fun. I appreciate you. Some of you I'll see in August on that other roadmap call. Hopefully I'll see you all through August on Vibrant, Vital, and then just renew your Vital if you're not coming back and at least stay in touch that way. All right. I'm going to unmute everybody's lines. Anybody else have anything? Are any of the coaches still on? No, they left. Okay. I'm going to unmute everybody. And I want to just say goodbye to everybody. Thank you for everything and for your dedication.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a wonderful journey.
Good night, everybody.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.